In Nashville's mayor's race, a virtual tie according to polling, both campaigns have gone decidedly negative in their advertising. Even if the tactic bothers some voters, they've seen and heard new attacks almost daily, especially with Megyn Barry and David Fox saving their most aggressive messages for the runoff. The candidates have traded radio attack ads and unleashed a bombardment of mailers. At the very least, they're keeping the attention of voters like Jane Lyon.
I think the mayoral race has been a very interesting event, not very pretty.
She heard one of the campaign's most controversial rumors at her nail salon in Hermitage.
And it came up about Megyn Barry being an atheist. And I'm like, come on, that has absolutely nothing to do with her running the city. You know, an atheist to me is somebody who just hadn't woken up yet. I don't judge on that. That doesn't have anything to do with being mayor of Nashville.
Fox condemned the atheism rumor, but still went on to suggest that Barry and her husband have been hostile toward Christian groups. Meanwhile, the Tennessee Democrats and the Metro Employees Union attacked Fox by mail for outsourcing jobs while chairman of the Metro School Board. Those caught the attention of Donaldson voter Lynn Poole.
Though I've gotten a lot more negative mailings from Megyn Barry. I got a lot of really, I thought, bad ones from her, and I just don't appreciate the bad stuff. Let's just look at what we can do and move the town ahead.
Neither candidate promised to avoid negative ads, and with the race so close, they also asked pointed questions during the debates, sometimes so intense that they wouldn't look at one another. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.